Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. There are several new freshman state representatives in Oklahoma. One of them is T.J. Marty, representative of District 75. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked to Representative Marty before he convened in his first state legislative session.
So we are on with T.J. Marty, who is a business owner and a freshman state representative getting ready to go to the Capitol on Monday and start that job. And I just thought it'd be really interesting to chat with you as one of the incoming class. And also, we'll talk a little bit about your district, which has seen a little bit of upheaval, I would say, in the last year or two. But let's start with telling people a little bit about you. And was this your first political campaign? Is this your first jump into the swamp?
Well, Russell, I appreciate you having me on, and excited to get started with this new job on Monday. And well, I say Monday. We've been going since the election.
Good point.
And little bit about me and why I ran is I'm a pharmacist that owns four pharmacies, a couple in the district and one in Midtown, one right outside the district. And you know, I just saw an opportunity to help make a better Oklahoma for my family and in my district, and wanted to be a part of it.
And so it is your first race, right? This is your first foray into elective politics.
This is the first time I've tossed my name in the hat, and through a lot of hard work and a great district, got the job done.
So in a year where we have a first-time candidate for governor who wins the governor's mansion, Tulsa area businessman, we have a first-time United States representative from Oklahoma's first district, businessman, first-time political candidate. And here we are talking at the state level, and here you are, first-time candidate, businessman. Are we seeing a trend here? I guess I could mention the White House. I think that goes without saying. But was any of that a factor in your decision to run?
Absolutely. I think the state and the country needed a different direction, and the people spoke that they were tired of career politicians and wanted guys in there that would focus on the numbers and accountability. And met with now Governor Stitt a few times and got behind him, and just thought it would be a great opportunity for change in the state, and wanted to be a part of it.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about your priorities. Now, I looked at your campaign website, because you know, obviously you have no track record yet, so you know, I don't know what your issues are going to be, or have you filed any bills yet?
Yeah, I have a few bills. One for education for concurrent enrollment, allowing students more students access, and the students that have access more opportunity to choose the college that they would like to do that with here in Tulsa. I've got some pharmacy bills. I'm a pharmacist that just focus on patient access, and then one tax bill that is about allowing Oklahomans to receive emails when their tags are expired instead of just a letter that comes to your home, and that would be monthly as those charges incur, to make sure that that the Oklahomans most in need that move around the most aren't penalized.
Well, that's cool. Well, so let's explain real quickly what concurrent education is. My admittedly somewhat hazy understanding is that it's basically a high school student who can also get college credit for some of those classes at the same time that he's, you know, completing his or her high school degree. Is that pretty much sum it up?
Absolutely. Concurrent is a separate class that's approved when students in high school have time. They can take those concurrent classes that are college credit, and then there's dual classes that count for both high school and college credit. What we're trying to do is we know for a fact that if a high school student graduates with 15 hours of college credit, then the majority, a significant majority of those students go on to graduate college. And so we're just trying to help those kids out. It's much cheaper than college to help the families out. And, you know, we need to continue to attract business in Oklahoma. We need to continue to increase our workforce.
You know, it's real interesting. I just did an interview with a gentleman from, what was the name of the bank? First Capital, First State Bank. I can't remember, but he was in San Francisco. And it was a student loan debt interview. And right now, student loan debt in the United States is at $1.5 trillion, with a T, dollars. That has doubled. It doubled between the years 2009 and 2018. It is a mounting national crisis. And I think this concurrent education idea, well, that seems like a way to, like you said, cut down on that debt, cut down on the financial burden for a family to send a young person to college.
Absolutely. So you're talking your seniors, all their concurrent credits, up to 18 credits, are paid for by the state. And Senator Stanislavski in 2017 helped the author a bill that also allowed juniors 9 hours of credit. The problem is funding issue, as always. You know, in every agency, funding is the issue, and those juniors only are allowed those 9 credits as funding allows, which it hasn't allowed lately. So, you know, we got to continue to work on our funding issue.
You know, there's a list floating around of the top 10 most funded things in Oklahoma state government, and education, I think, surprisingly to some people, tops that list. Yet we find ourselves well behind many of our regional peers in terms of per pupil spending. We've obviously seen a lot of political upheaval, you know, with the teacher walkout last year, and a whole bunch of educators running for office, several of whom won. Boy, it seems like education is going to be really a hot topic on day one when the legislature convenes. Would you concur?
Absolutely. You know, and as the Speaker of the House, McCall, addressed the floor in his first speech as a renewed speaker, education was first thing out of his mouth, his number one priority. I believe Governor Stitt is on board, and Senator Treat also. And I think what's enlightening at the Capitol right now is between the governor, who has been down, I mean, he's been in the House, he's been in the Senate, he's working with leadership. Leadership in both houses are working together. Leadership working with, of course, 46 new House reps and 12 new senators. There's just an excitement in the air that change is coming, that we're going to work together, that, you know, we met at our caucus retreat. We put a plan together where leadership had requested from all of the reps, what is it that your district wants to see happen this session? And then they put that together. And so we're going to focus on the biggest issues for Oklahoma. And I think it's finally a feeling at the Capitol that we're all going to work together, and we're going to move forward with a supermajority in both houses and Governor Stitt on board to change Oklahoma for the better. I think it's going to be a great session.
So you brought up a great point. 12 new senators and what, 46 new House members?
Absolutely.
All right, so that's 25% of the Senate, and, well, right at 46%, because there's 101 House members.
Right.
That's a huge freshman class. In fact, I've heard that it may be the largest freshman class, largest percentage of new lawmakers. As one of those freshly minted representatives, how do you think that's going to impact this legislative session?
I think that leadership has done a great job, and by leadership, we're talking about Speaker McCaul, Majority Floor Leader John Echols, the Majority Whip Terry O'Donnell, Judiciary Chair Kennedy, and AB Chair Kevin Wallace. These guys have put a plan together that's really never happened before. They've had us down there for a couple different weeks for education, to let us to help us learn the process, where in the past it's been come sit at your desk, watch everybody, and you'll learn on the you'll learn on the fly, where they've really taken the time to make sure that we can hit the ground running day one and make sure we accomplish the goals that the Oklahoman people have elected us for.
So, I'm not a math guy, but looking at a Senate of 48, if you've got 12 Democrats, that means you have exactly 75% are Republicans. In the House, I believe it's, let me think, 77 to 24. Well, once again, that's a little over 75%. I mean, are the Democrats even a factor in this legislature?
I think that because of the way that leadership on both sides have handled the situation, having a supermajority, what that does, I mean, it has the state and all the citizens of Oklahoma looking at the Capitol and saying, all right, you've got what you wanted, and now take care of Oklahoma, and you better get it done. So we have leadership knows that. Everyone in there knows that we're all working towards a common goal. And I don't know that happens very often in state government. And of course, we all know how the federal government runs. So,
right. Or doesn't.
I'm not, and the Democrats, they realize that they have an uphill battle for some of the issues that concern them the most. But at the same time, I've spent time with many of them, and we have a lot of the same ideas. We all want to move forward on education. We all want to move forward on criminal justice reform. And I really think this is going to be a different year, a different kind of session for politics, and I think leadership has worked really hard to make sure that's the case.
You definitely touched on two of the issues that are going to be taught. We already talked about education. What about criminal justice reform? Because that seems to be, along with just the budget in general, and then that pesky medical cannabis thing, going to be. I mean, and criminal justice reform is going to be huge, because we are now the world's leader in throwing people in the pokey. I mean, it's we were number one in female incarceration. Now we're number one in male, and that I'm not talking in the United States. I'm talking like in the civilized world in Oklahoma.
Right.
So, from your perspective, what's the best way to tackle that problem?
It's obviously a complicated issue. We in Oklahoma have incarcerated more people for a lesser crime than most states, and at this point, I guess you can say than all other states. And for a couple reasons, we have another big issue this year is the opioid crisis. And being a healthcare provider, I hope that I can bring it an insight that can benefit all Oklahomans in that area. But criminal justice reform, Mary Fallon had started reducing sentences and helping people get out of that situation. I think that will continue. I think it's kind of a difficult situation, because the infrastructure for just opening the gates isn't there yet. So there definitely is going to have to be legislation and working with how we're going to introduce so many Oklahomans back into society. I think that's, and maybe not legislation, but just how we're going to handle that. And of course, we're going to have to get with the business community and make sure that we're going to be able to provide jobs for these people and help them get back to a normal life.
Right. And you have to balance all that with public safety. It's got to be a pretty tricky tightrope.
Yeah, and we're not talking about anyone that had any kind of violent crime. What we're talking about is mainly in Oklahoma, are drug-related offenses that in other states are misdemeanors that have been felonies here for a long time. We had a couple bills in the last session that were passed that reduced some of the initial first and second offenses to help keep more people out. And now that marijuana is legal in Oklahoma, at least medically, we definitely need to move for people with marijuana charges that are behind bars. And I think almost everyone in the state is on board with helping those people get out and get back on their feet.
All right, so let's just talk a little bit about your district. And by the way, thank you for being so generous with your time. I really do appreciate it. I know you're a busy guy. So House District 75 roughly runs from what, about 31st Street and 61st Street north to south, and then from 193rd East Avenue all the way over to kind of where the BA and the 44 intersect in Tulsa. Am I roughly correct?
What? It actually goes all the way to Sheridan at one part. I have everything at Memorial and then a square mile over to Sheridan on the northwest corner.
So a decent chunk of Tulsa and a big chunk of Broken Arrow.
Yeah, it's definitely a interesting district. We've got very condensed population on both edges with some industrial area in between. And just look forward to representing that district as best as I can down at the Capitol.
So we had Mr. Kirby, Dan Kirby was the representative there, got himself in some hot water over, I don't know how to phrase it, shenanigans possibly with legislative assistants or with employees. So anyway, he, I believe, resigned. I don't think he was forced out, but I believe he resigned.
He did resign.
And then in the special election to a great deal of surprise and possibly some alarm on the part of the county GOP, Karen Gaddis, a Democrat, won that special election. But you thumped her pretty good in November after all the primary stuff got sorted out. What do you think? And to be fair, you got some help, yeah, from the GOP, which doesn't usually buy television ads or really push hard for state reps, but they really wanted this district back. Why do you think that was?
I would say that not really the GOP as much as I did a lot of fundraising. I put some of my own funds in it. I actually paid for the commercials myself. It was something that my district, just Republicans to Democrats, is 60-40. I met, it's a little, the division basically is the Tulsa side versus the west side of the district versus the east side of the district, and the population explosion that we've had on the east side of the district in North Broken Arrow and East Tulsa. And, I knocked every door I could and spent time talking to people. And yes, I'm a Republican, and yes, I have a lot of Republican values, but I've been a pharmacist and a healthcare provider since I graduated in 2006. And, I'm a people person. I care about people. I care about what's best for Oklahoma. And I think that if you look at the precincts and how close they were, on the west side of the district, that I got my message out there, and I did have a lot of support from the Democrats.
And as a pharmacist, you don't ask, right? Customer walks into your shop, you don't say, yeah, how do you vote? I mean, they're people.
Right.
They're patients.
We're here to take care of people, and I spend a majority of my life helping patients, our seniors with Medicare and our Medicaid population, and I've got a heart for doing the right thing for people. And I think whether it be a profession or whether that's why I went into the profession, it's what I enjoy, and meeting people on their at their doorstep and talking to them about who I am and what I see for Oklahoma apparently went over well. And Karen Gaddis, she fought a good fight, and I was just lucky that the district supported me, and look forward to representing them.
District 75, State Representative T.J. Marty. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.